can't remember that much of World War II. I remember being frightened as airplanes flew across. And I can also remember McCurdan speaking about black bread as compared to white bread. Flour, of course, and all this other was an inferior quality that we got here. And the rationing, I remember the rationing camps, and all the food camps, and out of equipment for sheets, and all the clothes out of equipment to go with them. I remember that. But I remember just after the war, more vividly, 40, 50 buses coming from Northern Ireland, not the south of the war. Green buses. And they wouldn't come up to the east. They would come up west and east. And they'd pass all up around the Adelphians now. And all around there. And the people from Northern Ireland, of course, you had a shipyard, Sirocco Wharf, Shortbridge, loads of money been made there just after the war. But they had no goods. Because the things hadn't got back to normal, the imports. So they would come and sell. Maybe there were some shopkeepers wearing some nice clothes, overcharging, underweight. In fact, I don't know how true this is, but it is said that when some of the people went back down home with maybe £2 of sugar or £3 of sugar and £2 of tea, to the horror they realised that half the bag was full of sand. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I heard those stories. Black Rock, of course, is a very popular tourist spot. Very, very popular. In the summer, all the guests have to be booked. Of course, 15 degrees was the day. That was the big day for Black Rock. It would be thronged with the farming community. It was the 15th of August then. It was a church holiday. It was a special holiday for the farmers. And they would come from Monaghan and Cavan and Meath. People there at night, I can assure you, coming out of the pubs and the pubs will be closing, you'll hear many a tune. Maybe not all in tune. And of course, the 15th of August, the picnic for a number of farming community was also Lady Wylie. Lady Wylie is a little shrine on the south end of the town, dedicated to Our Lady. It is said that the spring rises on the eve of the 15th of August. And I know that to this day, the rosary prayers say there at around midnight on the 14th of August, and all day on the 15th, people go with the little bottles and that fill the water from Lady Mary. So that was another reason why people would have come to the dock, particularly on the 15th of August. Of course, another tourist attraction in Black Rock was the Great Pavilion. They were the dancing days. Great show bands. I remember hearing the acrobat play stars on the shores. I heard the Dutchman College. I heard Goldie Gamble. I heard Victor Sylvester. Morris Montana. The Clipper Canada. All the Timmy show bands. The Green Black Rock. On a Sunday night. And sometimes in summer.
Everyone go.
In this locality, you had three great bonds. You had Beechmont and Navin. You had the Pavilion and Black Rock. And they lived. King has a name. So we call it the Ends. They were the three places. They always go to my house. But they were at the top of the ship house. Of course, you'd be looking forward to the next day. Lots of lovely girls and all that. Dancing was becoming interesting. It was good dancing. And of course, when you're into a dance hall then, and like today, the ladies would be on one side, the gents would be on the other. And of course, when the band with the lights, that would be a stampede across that floor. Sometimes you'd be confused. You know, and of course, a little trick we used to play, you might be standing with your friend and say, well, you know, I fancy that you're over there in green. And you saw her looking at you, and she saw you looking at her. She might try and edge into the back, especially if she didn't know. She wasn't keen ordered